This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, July 13th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, the American labor movement says it is on the march against right-wing attacks. Unionists are at the UN discussing sustainable development goals on topics such as climate change. The Labor Start report on union events around the world and singing, "How Can We Let This Go On?" This is Radio Labor. In the United States, the labor movement has been hit by a series of blows by the country's Supreme Court. But according to the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the U.S., unions are well positioned to fight back. The latest judicial attack on unions is the Janus case, named for a frontman for right-wing billionaires like the Koch brothers. The Janus case removed the right of labor organizations to charge non-union employees in the workplace a fair fee to help cover the costs of the negotiations that benefit those employees. However, the president of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, says that the American labor movement is energized and marching for working people. He spoke at a recent conference on organizing workers into unions.
This is a very exciting time. Something good is happening in America. Collective action right now is on the rise. Working people are marching, we're striking, we're organizing, and we are refusing to accept business as usual or the old you can't do it thing. This is a moment of great opportunity for the labor movement and for our nation. Collective action is what we do. It's who we are. And it's the surest path to broad shared prosperity. See, for decades, corporations have tried to keep us weak and keep us divided. They've rigged the economic rules. They've come after our union. They've pitted worker against worker. The Janus Supreme Court case is just the latest example of all of that. That wrong-headed, despicable decision wasn't the will of working people. Remember, Janus was solicited by Justice Samuel Alito, and it was bankrolled by the Koch brothers. It was up to them. If they had their way, workers would have no rights at all, none whatsoever. Unfortunately, President Trump's new Supreme Court nominee is more of the same. It will tilt a court that is the most in favor of the rich, elite, and corporation. In the history of the court, this is the most favorable to the rich, the elite, and corporation, and this appointment will make it even more so. But look, we're not going to let the rich and the powerful dictate the American story. Working people are paving our own way, right? We've never looked to Washington to validate our movement. We've never relied on politicians or the court for our strength. We've always known that our power lies in the solidarity of working people. See, our power lies in the hundreds of thousands of workers that are carrying a new union card. 3/4 of them, by the way, are under the age of 35. We organized 265,000 new members last year, and 75% are under the age of 35. And it also lies in the tens of millions more who would vote to join a union today if given the opportunity. See, our power lies in workers who are standing together, marching together, fighting together in communities all across this country, in every region and in every sector, arms locked in unflinching solidarity. That's our power. And we're unleashing it with a passion and a precision that I haven't seen in decades.
In New York, hundreds of people, including many trade unionists, are attending a global conference to discuss the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. The forum started on Monday, July 9th and runs to the 18th. The UN's Sustainable Development Goals focus on 17 sectors such as ending extreme poverty, fighting inequality, and fixing climate change. Theo Morrissey, the communications officer for the Trade Union Development Cooperation Network, interviewed two of the unionists at the UN conference. Rosa Pavanelli is the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI represents public service unions around the world.
PSI has been involved since the beginning in the process of sustainable development goals, as we do believe that this should be the right way to address inequality around the world. We all know that inequality has grown in the past 10 years, and injustice as well. We need to fight the root causes of these inequalities, and the Sustainable Development Goals can represent a good approach. However, we need to say that the work to tackle the issue of inequality has to be continued, because it's not identifying the 17 SDGs, nor identifying the indicators that we can feel sure that the root causes of injustice and inequality and poverty will be addressed. This is why PSI continue to work on the issue of sustainable development goals, specifically those that are very much close to the work that we do and the workers that we represent, thinking about energy, thinking about water, gender equality, education, health and sanitation, and social services and social protection, of course.
Next year, there's a lot of key goals for trade unions that are under review. In the next 12 months, how do you see trade unions preparing, and how do we get our voice represented here, and how do we change? Because right now we're not on par to achieve decent work by 2030. How do we change that, the path that we're on?
Well, first thing I must say, we should have all the global trade union movement involved on this process. So I hope that the next 12 months can help us to strengthen our coordination and also to identify maybe not many, but few objectives very clear that we need to stress in all the debate. Because as you mentioned, it's true, next year it will be our matters that are under discussion.
My name is André Oktadal. I'm international secretary at UNIO, the second largest trade union confederation in Norway. And we mostly represent people that are employed in the public sector, like nurses, teachers, police officers, researchers.
This year, you're at the HLBF. Tell us a little bit about how UNIO has been engaging and engages with the whole Sustainable Development Goals.
First of all, we have been trying to establish, we have established a strategy and a plan to make everything happen also in Norway, because we feel that to talk about the SDGs has been sort of a major thing when you're talking about aid and foreign policy. So it's a big challenge also to establish a national plan for implementation in Norway. So a little bit frankly speaking, I think it's a challenge that maybe Norway thinks sometimes that we are good at everything. I'm going to tell about it abroad, but we also think that we have to do something ourselves. So we are actually here to get inspiration and see if other countries have developed those kinds of national plans for implementation.
In the development of a national policy, has there been a space there, or I mean a national approach at least? Have trade unions been consulted?
To be honest, it's a really well-established consultation form when it comes to climate change. We have established structures for climate, but when it comes to the SDGs as so, there are no specific consultations for the trade unions. So that's why we have asked for that there's first of all should be made a national strategy and plan for Norwegian implementation. And then we also have asked for congressional or parliamentary hearings to involve the public and the parliament more than the structures now allows.
Here with his report about union events around the world is Labour Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of 195 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to coverage of a planned strike at Amazon in Spain that has prompted a global call for a one-day boycott of the online retailer, the upheaval in public sector labor relations in New Zealand, and a new wave of violence and harassment directed at education union activists in Colombia. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. An Irish pharmacy chain was forced to close most of its shops as a wage dispute escalated into a walkout on Friday of last week, while archaeologists in Ireland continued their Dig for Decency campaign with another one-day warning strike. Fiat workers in Italy struck for a day to protest their employer buying a footballer's contract for a huge sum while workers were making sacrifices to keep the company afloat. Canadian salt miners blockaded their workplace to mark the start of the fourth month of their strike against concessions. The workers' blockade came down after 2 days and was replaced by farm equipment brought in by sympathetic farmers nearby. Australian meteorologists ended their strike this week. The walkout received lots of attention when weather forecasts started to appear with union messages embedded in them. And Holiday Island airports in Spain were described as filthy after cleaners struck for a living wage. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the protest march by thousands of Indian women fish harvesters after fish contaminated with industrial pollution were discovered, and a report assessing the gender barriers to promotion faced by Irish healthcare workers. The Health and Safety Newswire, we run in cooperation with Hazards magazine, carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the six firefighters seriously injured by their exposure to chemicals while fighting a fire in a foam factory in Pakistan. The terrible working conditions that are responsible for the high suicide rate among Indian workers who polish diamonds for jewels, and a union expose of hazards affecting both guards and prisoners in a Canadian prison. Currently, Labour Start is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labour Start, reporting for Radio Labour.
Now here is Union Nation with How Can We Let This Go On?
Everybody's talking about the changes in the pension, and you really can't ignore it, it's really worth a mention. It starts at the top with a 5 million bonus, and it's really gotta stop. You gotta put the onus on the people with the vision, the people with decision. How can we work together when it's causing such division? How can we let this go on, y'all? How can we let this go on? Just because a man sits in a big oval office doesn't give the man the right to steal from the coffers. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, and the man in the middle, well, he's just a working whore. How can we let this go on? Huh. How can we let this go on? They talk defined contribution, defined benefit, but the way that things are going, I might not see any of it. All we asking for is real, all we asking for is fair. We just a bunch of pawns in a game of truth or dare. The government is crooked, they're not on our side. Once we shut the mother down, we be canceling their ride. Then they just might notice, then they just might care, when all we really wanted was to just be treated fair. How can we let this go on, y'all? How can we let this go on? How can we let this go on, y'all? How can we let this go on?
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.